Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, welcome to the Ramon League Podcast. I'm your host, former NFL scout, Tyler Brown. Today's episode, I'll look back at last week's divisional round. There are some exciting games, but some few duds sprinkled in. In the end, I think the best four teams in football are left, and it should be a good weekend of football. I'll do a preview of the conference championship games, and hopefully be a good competitive weekend of football. A lot to get to, so let's get started. All right, look at the Commanders. Obviously not much going on. I'm not going to spend too much time on them. Unfortunately, they were one of the only NFC's team that wasn't in the Final Four. Hopefully, one day, Commander fans can rejoice and cherish when they are part of those last four teams in the NFC. Hopefully, those days are sooner rather than later. Maybe with a new owner on the horizon, that will help. And maybe potential coaching staff changes and maybe a future quarterback would really help this team, obviously. But obviously, there's a lot to unpack when it comes to making this team a contender, a perennial contender. The only thing obviously really going on with Washington right now is the offensive coordinator search, which is not really in second gear yet. Still a lot of first round of interviews. They've already interviewed guys like Ken Zampezi, the current quarterback coach, Pat Shurmur, former head coach of the Giants and Browns, Charles London, Eric Studsville, and now looks like Thomas Brown of late from the Rams. He's the assistant head coach and tight end coach, and they just put basically a request to interview Anthony Lynn, who is the running back coach of the 49ers, the former Chargers head coach, former OC for the Lions and the Dolphins. So he's had a long pedigree of calling plays. It'd be another retread. Anthony Lynn's had some success, obviously, as a play caller in this league. He had a couple good years as the Chargers head coach, did bad in time management. That's why they ended up losing that job. Had some good teams in L.A. or San Diego when he was there. But he's someone that he could be an option. I think really this job is very unappealing for a lot of guys just because this is probably a one-year position. Ron more than likely will be gone next year unless the team make the playoffs. With a new owner coming in, they're going to want to bring their own staff, their own guy in. So it's going to be hard to convince someone to commit to this job when they, again, could just be really a trial year. And maybe you can get a guy like a Byron Leftwich who gets a one-year job, but if he does a really good job with the offense, maybe he'd be in the running to be a head coach, the head coach for the team in 2024. That's a guy I really would like to have is Byron Leftwich from Tampa Bay. He had success, obviously, over there. He's a local D.C. guy, bright, young offensive mind. I think would fit in well, hopefully, with this offense. I would like to see him. Thomas Brown from the Rams, I'm not going to lie, I don't know too much about him. I know he's been with the Georgia. He was played in Georgia, coached at Georgia, been with Sean McVay as of late. Obviously, it's always a hot name when you're associated with Sean McVay. Maybe he wants an opportunity just to get that rank up to be an offensive coordinator, get down on his resume. If he does a good job, he can stay on in the next staff or maybe be head coaching candidate sooner rather than later. So I think they're really only going to be able to get a retread or like a Pat Shurmur, Anthony Lynn, or a guy maybe looking for their first opportunity at play calling, like a Thomas Brown or a, even like Eric Sudsville, Charles London, guys that never called plays before. Eric Bieniemy is an option too. Maybe if his Chiefs, his last year of his deal, he hasn't really consistently called plays, so he could go to another opportunity to be a play caller. Washington provide that for him. Another guy that, if he does well with the offense, he could be a contender for a head coaching job with Washington in 2024 or someone else in 2024. I think in the end, I think it really could just be Ken Zampezi, which of course is the boring pick, but it's again, it'd be hard to attract a good name for this job. Zampezi's already on staff. A lot of terminology could stay the same. He's a former play caller with the Bengals, didn't have a lot of success, but he was there when they had Andy Dalton, when they had some pretty good years making playoffs consistently. With that, at least if you're sick with Sam Howell, you'd have Sam Howell have the same verbiage more than likely, same kind of playbook to an extent, going into his second year, especially if he's going to be the starter. So that would be less on Sam. That would be one bright spot of it. But again, I don't think any fan would be really excited if Kansas MPZ ends up being the quarterback, the offensive coordinator. Shurmur at least has success as offensive coordinator, no really success as a head coach. So I think those are the guys I think you're going to look for, either as Zampezi, a Pat Shurmur, or a guy, if they're lucky, that's willing to just take their first crack at a play calling position, offensive coordinator position, to see what they can take a stepping stone into the next part of their career. So hopefully they have their guy the next week or two. At the time of this recording, the Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett. I don't think Washington was ever really associated with him, but that's the only offensive coordinator position that has been filled since all the ones that have become available. I think obviously Hackett was horrible last year with Denver, but had some success as the Packers play caller, or at least offensive coordinator in Green Bay. Obviously, everyone's connected to Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets now, because him and Hackett are very close, and maybe that's a possibility. The Jets might try to trade Rodgers. Schefter reported last week that it's at least an option, a possibility that he could be traded, and they're not going to trade him in the NFC. Of course, the Jets are in the AFC, so that would be a prime spot for Aaron if he's traded, going to New York, reunite with Nathaniel Hackett. So again, Washington really back to the drawing board. I'd love to see them interview Leftwich. I'm not really interested in Greg Roman. He's a running guy. I know Washington wants to do that, but the system has never been set up for wide receivers. This team has three really good wide receivers in Terry, Jahan, and Curtis. So I think they really need to pivot from that, and because you got to get those guys involved. They're three of your best players, not just receivers, best players in your team, and they need to be involved. And his offense has been catered to tight ends and running backs, and they don't really have a tight end that needs to be featured. Like a Logan Thomas is not someone that needs to be a heavy part of your offense. So I would steer away from a guy like Greg Roman. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go after him just because Ron and Martin Mayhew seem like they want to run the ball a lot. All right, moving to the playoffs. Obviously, last weekend you had the divisional round, Jacksonville, Kansas City. It was a pretty solid game for the most part. Obviously, the big spotlight from that is Mahomes' injury. He's a high ankle sprain. It is going to prohibit him next weekend or this upcoming week against the Bengals. Hard-fought win for Kansas City. They're moving on. Jacksonville had a really good season. After being back-to-back first overall picks, Trevor Lawrence shows he's a real deal. They just need a head coach. It shows you how inept and ridiculous Urban Meyer was their head coach. Once they got a coach like Doug Peterson, that team won a playoff game, won their division. I think they're going to be the AFC champion, AFC South champion for the next few years. I don't see anyone in that division really challenging them going forward. They have a bright future ahead of them. Obviously, Kansas City's going to their fifth straight AFC championship. Patrick Mahomes has been at the AFC championship every year of his career as a starter, which is wild. The Giants and Eagles, not really much to say about the game. Philly whooped the Giants. I think the Giants, again, saying this as a Commanders podcast or fan, whatever you want to say, yes, the Commanders could beat the Giants, but I still think the Giants are not that good. They play a really good brand of football that works in the playoffs this time of year, but their talent isn't there. They're nowhere near as talented as Philly, and Philly did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they ran them out of the stadium. But Buffalo and Cincinnati, I had Cincinnati winning that game, but I didn't think they'd win the way they did. Buffalo did not really show up. Cincinnati dominated that game. Joe Burrow shows why he's, I really think, a young Tom Brady type of player. He's going to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback, if not this year, in the future. And just he has that it factor ability. He's just an absolute great quarterback, and it's only going to get better, especially with the weapons around him. That was a great game by Cincinnati. And lastly, the Dallas Cowboys San Francisco game. That was a hard fought game, defensive battle. Fred Warner and the 49ers defense showed up. Had four sack and some mistakes. Zach threw two interceptions. Should have thrown a third one on one of those last drives where Dre Greenlaw dropped a pick six. But, 49ers prevailed. They're a very, very well-built, constructed team. It just shows you, even with Brock Purdy, they can win every week and any week. If they had a quarterback that was dynamic like a Mahomes and Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert type, they'd be far and away the best team in the league, in my opinion. Right now, Purdy's done a really good job. I'm not taking anything away from him, but he's just really being the game manager they need right now, and that's great. That's what they can win with him right now. So he's just not going to elevate really anyone around him, but that's fine because his playmakers are elevating him. He has Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell. The list goes on. So they're playing well, and they have a great offensive line. Trent Williams, Mike McGlinchey, on the bookend tackles. They have a really good supporting cast around them. That's why San Francisco is going to the NFC Championship for the second straight year. Right, looking at that championship weekend, starting off with the Sunday game at 3, the 49ers, Eagles. I think it's going to be a good game. I think Philly obviously had a great game last week, but it's just going to be something that they're playing a much better opponent this week. San Francisco is going to show up. It's going to be a hard-fought defensive game. Philly's not going to be able to run the ball like they did last week against the Giants against San Francisco. San Francisco's just built for that. They have good, really good front seven led by Fred Warner and Drake Greenlaw. I think the best group of linebacker in the NFL. Eric Armstead, Nick Bosa, probably the defensive player of the year this year. They're really well stout up there. They're good corners for Various Ward, Jimmy Ward at safety, and Lenore is kind of a Domenico Lenoir, the corner outside of Traverius Ward, can be a little shaky at times, but he still made some plays last week. He even had a pick against Dak and the Cowboys last week. San Francisco just is a really good set of safety. Sean Gibson's come in and been a rotation option for them. Hufanga, who's been a second-year player from USC, has had a breakout year, been a Pro Bowler, really. So he's been a really good, you know, find for San Francisco, and I think it was a second or third-round pick. I knew he was at least a day two or day three pick. Regardless, a great pick out of USC. Philly obviously has a hell of an offense. Their defense is, you know, very good as well, but I think they're going to have fits trying to contain McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell. Their run defense has gotten better over the second half of the year, but it's still not great. I think San Francisco is going to have a really good job, really good day running the ball, set up play action, which Kyle Shanahan is one of the best in the NFL calling play action plays. I think they'll be able to Brock Purdy will have some nice throwing lanes to throw the guys like Kittle and Debo down the field. I think it'll be a really, really good game. I think it's going to be a close game. Obviously, they can go either way. From a Commander perspective, I'm really, really hoping Philly loses. I don't want to see them. Their fans are the worst. But I think San Francisco is going to win. I think it's going to be a hard-fought, low-ish scoring game. I'm going to go 24-21 San Francisco. And then moving on to the AFC Conference Championship. For the second straight year, Bengals and Chiefs at Kansas City. A lot of players, Cincinnati players, are calling it Burrowhead instead of Arrowhead, which is funny. I'm sure it's going to piss off Kansas City players, but I don't think they should have a problem with it. Talking about the Bengals, they're going to back it up. Burrow's going to back it up. That team is firing all cylinders this last 2-3 months. They've won, I think, 10 in a row. So they're playing absolutely great football. Them and San Francisco are both on double-digit winning streaks. I just love Cincinnati's makeup. Joe Burrow's a great quarterback. Joe Mixon's had a really good last couple games. Jamar Chase is my favorite receiver to watch the NFL outside of Terry McLaurin. T. Higgins is the number one receiver, but he's the number two for Cincinnati just because they have Jamar. Tyler Boyd's a hell of a slot. Hayden Hurst is a nice year at tight end. Their offensive line obviously is banged up, but they still did well enough last week against Buffalo. Their defense is good. Logan Wilson and Jermaine Pratt at linebacker. Trey Henderson on the edge. DJ Reader at defensive tackle. Their corner, Deion Apple's even playing pretty well. Safety, Von Bell, Jesse Bates, both really good safety for Cincinnati. So they're a well-rounded team. The Chiefs, obviously, you have the best quarterback in the NFL talent-wise, in my opinion, Patrick Mahomes, but he's going to be hampered by that injury. I see him by all accounts. He's doing well in practice and moving around well, but it's still a high ankle sprain. Most guys sit out 4 to 6 weeks for that injury, and he's going to be playing on Sunday. Obviously, Kansas City's built tremendously with Kelce, Cole Hardman, Juju. Kadarius Toney's made plays of late. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Isaiah Pacheco runs the hell out of the ball. Jarek McKinnon's good out of the backfield. Good O-line. Their defense is playing pretty solid for the most part. I think it's going to be well-matched, even teams. The Bengals have won the last three matchups. But I really think Mahomes' injury is really going to be the deciding factor. If Mahomes is hurt, excuse me, fully healthy, I think I would go with them because I don't think Kansas City would lose them 4 in a row. But the way the Bengals are playing, the way Burrow is playing, the way the whole offensive defense is playing, a collective team, going against a hampered Mahomes, I think the Bengals are going to get the edge. I think Jamar Chase is going to have a big game like he usually always does in Kansas City. I'm going to go Cincinnati 30-24 and that one, which would lead to a Bengals 49ers Super Bowl, which is a rematch of the 90s, if I correct. Before I was born, but that was one that was, San Francisco won that one, but that would be a rematch of probably Super Bowl from 30-plus years ago. But with that concludes Rumor on League episode. Nothing to really talk about for the Commanders since there's no OC talk. So all playoff football here on this week's episode of the pod. I think we'll have two competitive games on Sunday. I ultimately think will be the 49ers-Bengals Super Bowl, and I'll be back next week with a mini mock draft. And guys, the Commanders will look at pick 16. You can follow me on Twitter at NFLScout21, Instagram at RomanLeague_pod. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe. This is your host, Tyler Roman, signing off. See you next time.